You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Fernando Llorente to score and Swansea to win was 11-4, now 7-2. And Marko Arnautovic to score and Stoke to win was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. Derek, we might be saying this every week from now until the end of the season, but this is the biggest game of Swansea's season now. Stoke have got their first win in six last weekend at home against Hull. That moved them on to 39 points and undoubtedly ensured their survival. But Swansea will see this as an ideal opportunity to put a little bit of pressure on Hull and try and work their way up the table.
Yeah, it seems to have all gone pear-shaped for Swansea. Just when the pressure has been at its fiercest, they've crumbled. You know, they looked as though they were going to get out of trouble, especially on their home form, where, you know, thanks to the arrival of Paul Clement. But it just hasn't worked out for them. What I would say, though, is that they're losing games, but they're only losing narrowly. There's a couple of, if the ball had bounced a different way for them on a couple of occasions, they might have got something out of those games. And I think they're meeting Stoke at just the right time. You know, Stoke have stopped the rot. They're safe now. And I can't see them, to be honest, being fully committed against a team that will be fighting for their lives. If I was a Stoke player, safe now, you know, the back end of April, playing against a team that's going to be, you know, really at it, I'd be thinking, fancy this. You know, I know I'm getting paid £1 million a week or whatever, but that's human nature. Nah, don't fancy it. I'm going to go for Swansea here. I think it's too much at stake for them to get it this one wrong in front of their home supporters. And let's not forget their form at the Liberty has been okay. You know, for the side, you know, knee-deep in trouble, it hasn't been that bad. And I just think this is the right fixture at the right time for them. So I'm going to go for the Welsh side here.
They're not getting goals. That's the problem, isn't it, Tom, with Swansea? They failed to score in three of their last four Premier League games. I think the necessity for Swansea, it looks like to me, is built into the price with Swansea at 5-4, because they've lost five of the last six Premier League games, drawing the other one as well. That new manager bounce that Derek alluded to, that's definitely dissipated now for Swansea.
Well, that and it was highlighted last week, wasn't it? But Fernando Llorente, I mean, you know, he was absolutely key for that little bit of resurgence they had. But what was the stat last week? Didn't he sprint 18 metres or something in 80 minutes or so of the game against Watford? I mean, geez, I think even I can manage that, and, you know, playing five a side. So, I mean, that's a problem for them. They've got two key players who have to perform for them. Sigurdsson, who has done all season, you know, I don't think he can hold his head up. And they need Llorente, because they're not bad Swansea in terms of getting balls into the box. You know, they get the service in there. They just need somebody on the end of it. And if you've got a goal scorer down there, as much as Jermaine Defoe saved Sunderland last year, that can be the difference. Swansea, look, at home, it's not that bad. But they concede a lot. They score a lot. But I look at Stoke. I mean, what's going on with them away from home? They lost seven of the last nine. Their only win was against Sunderland. And they've not managed a single goal in their last five away matches. You know, admittedly, some of them are tough fixtures, but they've conceded a lot of goals as well in that run. Stoke are a meandering team at this stage of the season. And I think at this time of the year, it comes down to me to kind of, you know, who needs it more, who wants it more. And I think that's got to be Swansea, hasn't it? I mean, Swansea have to win this match, I think. And they will have targeted this game as being one that they've got to win. Despite the fact that Stoke have not been scoring away from home, I still think they've got some threats. And I would lean more to the fact that Swansea have been conceding at home to think that Stoke could probably nick one. So 17-5 for Swansea to win and both teams to score would be my play. I think Swansea get it done, because I've just no idea where the motivation is for Stoke City other than pride. Whereas Swansea, it's desperate times, and they will create chances against this Stoke side, and I'm convinced they'll score. I'm just not convinced they'll keep a clean sheet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.